Opening Words, The Value of Time. Time is such an important theme in investing, in life, and a constant theme of this book. Time allows for accomplishment in any field and gives us the ability to generate substantial wealth. Because the millennial generation, those of us born between the early 1980s and early 2000s, have time on our side, I've written this book mostly with millennials in mind, but other generations will find value here as well. After all, when I was only 13, I received gifts from friends and relatives that totaled roughly $10,000. Since my parents insisted that I place such a then lavish sum, or so it seemed at the time, into long-term investments, I set about teaching myself the principles of investing. Soon, I became fascinated by what I was learning. As young as I was, I already knew that I wanted the financial means to be in charge of my own destiny, and that I had been given a valuable asset, one that could help me move toward that goal if I used it properly. Because my family lived around the corner from the vacant offices of Stratton Oakmont, whose founder Jordan Belfort chronicled his rise and fall in the book The Wolf of Wall Street, also the film by the same name, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, I had some notion early on of the stock market's volatility and the value of personal integrity. But I had no inkling of even the most basic investment terms. What, I wondered, was a mutual fund? I didn't know the first thing about tax-deferred growth, fundamental analysis, compound returns, or any other investment concept. Wanting to learn how to turn my coming-of-age windfall into a far greater amount, I turned first to family members and older friends, but their advice was, more often than not, confusing. The popular internet search engines of the day offered only slightly more valuable information. Eventually, I found and read more than 100 books on the topic, some good, some not so good, and distilled 3 key truths from my studies. 1. Investing is completely about the future. 2. The future is uncertain. 3. The skill of an investor is almost completely based on how that investor manages uncertainty. A couple of years ago, I began writing down what I had learned in my youthful studies and ever since. At first, it was only a pastime. I never imagined that I would write enough to publish a book. It seemed like a daunting task. Nonetheless, 6 days a week I wrote, even when I didn't feel like it. Finally, when I had a 70,000-word manuscript, another truth hit me. Time is a vastly underrated force. Just as, over time, I was able to complete a book by writing a little every day, so too can wealth grow over time. Take the principle of compound returns, which Albert Einstein once dubbed one of the wonders of the world. A penny invested so that its worth doubles each day will be worth 16 cents in 5 days. While that may not sound like much, give that penny 30 days to grow, doubling in value each day, and one penny can eventually be worth more than $5 million. This simple truth surprises many people, and it's easy to understand why. When we are working toward a goal, we only see the progress we're making on a short-term basis. Whether we're writing a book or investing small amounts of money on a regular basis, our progress can seem glacially slow. It's only when we stop to look at how far we've come and how much we've accomplished that we can begin to appreciate what a valuable commodity time can be. Time, therefore, is a consistent theme in this book. Time, in partnership with consistency, allows for accomplishment in any field, including the effort to generate substantial wealth and build long-term financial security. In ways that I'll explain soon, the millennial generation, those born between the early 1980s and the early 2000s, have a peculiar relationship with time. They have the advantage of time on their side, but the disadvantage of bad economic timing. This book is very much written with that generation in mind, focusing on the unique challenges and opportunities their place in history presents. But the broad principles of investing I outline are relevant to earlier and later generations as well. In the pages that follow, I have tried to provide some clarity about the economic context within which we all live, so that no matter what year you were born, you can move forward and take real charge of your financial destiny. Money is just a means toward an end, and financial freedom is ultimately the freedom to lead the life you want to lead, to build your own American dream. It is my earnest hope that this book brings you closer to realizing that dream.